unnamed need. I feel, just this very instant, for the unwritten poem, the one I abandon on Lenox Avenue each time I try to name the genre that might hold me, a sonnet, a confession, a braided essay with citations and ache. I shelved it all once after workshop, wrist sore at the crook from carrying a basket of borrowed forms. The glossy metaphors, pear, lychee, plum, forbidden fruits plucked from MFA syllabi, sweet with approval and rot. Once a draft spilled itself in white sperm whale ellipses across my desktop, while I searched for the line that could carry what no journal would touch. It was Brooklyn. My 30s. Everyone knew I was negotiating the same desolate luxury, knowing the price of art and who pays it. We were all ashamed of the same things: authenticity, marketability, the terrible burden of being a voice. I'd lug my manuscript home, counting rejections like receipts, doing grant math in spreadsheets, margins, telling myself it's okay that the lyric still counts if it bleeds into prose. I'd squint into it or close my eyes and let it slap me in the face, the known world ending in a blur of genre tags: ethnic, experimental, diaspora, grief, filed like flavors in a sampler box, marked but never devoured. A need I can't name, not for Eden, but for the page, before the fall, before the first no, before the hyphen, before I learned what not to say to be published.